Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on the 124th episode of Mann Ki Baat program. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program. Today being Sunday, Prime Minister's address to the nation through Mann Ki Baat, a program which is really looked forward to by so many people across the country, not only because of its content, but also because of its context. The fact that he talks about small changes, small movements, and big impacts. We are delighted to have in the studio with us Mr. Ashok Tandon, political analyst. Mr. Tandon, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
The Prime Minister, of course, spoke about many, many interesting things in progress and development. And I think the first one, we'd like to start with a small bite of the Prime Minister on science and technology, the interest which now a scientific temperament, young children wanting to go into this field, all because of our space program. I think, and of course, we're winning, of course, medals in different science Olympiads and all. But I think the space program and the Indian Air Force officer, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's return from space, celebrated by the whole country, the Chandrayaan mission, all this, and how this is actually changing the scientific temperament and an interest towards that. Let's see what the Prime Minister said.
स्पेस को लेकर बच्चों में एक नई जिज्ञासा भी जागी. अब छोटे छोटे बच्चे कहते हैं हम भी स्पेस में जाएंगे, हम भी चांद पर उतरेंगे, स्पेस साइंटिस्ट बनेंगे. आपने इंस्पायर मानक अभियान का नाम सुना होगा. यह बच्चों के इनोवेशन को बढ़ावा देने का अभियान है. इसमें हर स्कूल से 5 बच्चे चुने जाते हैं, हर बच्चा एक नया आइडिया लेकर आता है. इससे अब तक लाखों बच्चे जुड़ चुके हैं.
Mr. Tandon, ideation, curiosity, excitement, and role models, the role all these play for young children in the country today. What are your views?
Yes, absolutely right. You know, as the Prime Minister said in his Mann Ki Baat today, that as soon as Shubhanshu landed safely on Earth, people, they jumped with joy, a wave of happiness rippling through every heart. See, the entire country was filled with pride. So then he recalled the similar success when Chandrayaan 3 successfully landed in August 2023. So I think now, as the Prime Minister very rightly saying, that even children now start saying that we will also go to space, we will also land on the moon, and we want to become space scientists. That, I think, is an amazing feeling which the Prime Minister is now instilling in the minds of the younger generation. And he very rightly gave the example of the Inspire Manak Abhiyan about the younger generation, how they are now taking part in it. And 5 years ago, there were hardly less than 50 startups in the space sector. And today there are more than 200 just in space sector alone.
You know, the other great place where young people get inspired by role models is the sports arena. India's participation, its ability to win medals. He also spoke about how we've made progress there, how inspirational it is for young people. He also spoke about the police and fire games.
See, the biggest sporting event other than Olympics, Prime Minister was referring to that. The answer is World Police and Fire. And that is something which has been highlighted perhaps for the first time. A sports tournament between policemen, firefighters, security personnel, and from all over the world. This is something amazing. And this time, this tournament was held in America, and India created history in it. India won close to 600 medals, and India reached the top 3 out of 71 countries. This hard work of those uniformed personnel who stand for the country day and night, it really paid off. Now, these friends of ours are now holding the flag high in the sports field, and he congratulated all the players and coaches who participated in that. I think this was something which perhaps nobody even knew, even media, I'm afraid, perhaps did not take proper note of it.
Right. So, well, August is coming, and, you know, celebration and revolution, definitely. This is a month. The Prime Minister did speak about all this. Let's first talk about his vocal for local, I think, the mission. It's actually a mission with him, because he makes sure that he brings it into every conversation. He talks on dinner tables, he talks to delegates, he talks across the world about Indian textiles, Indian handicrafts, and the power of how, you know, small handicrafts, small craftspeople, not only to keep their crafts alive, but also to make sure that it goes across the world. He did mention it this time also. Let's listen to what he said.
2047 ke viksit Bharat ka rasta आत्मनिर्भरता से होकर गुजरता है, और आत्मनिर्भर भारत का सबसे बड़ा आधार है वोकल फॉर लोकल। जो चीजें भारत में बनी हो, जिसे बनाने में किसी भारतीय का पसीना बहा हो, वही खरीदे और वही बेचे, ये हमारा संकल्प होना चाहिए।
In fact, so once again he foregrounded how it's important to purchase local for every Indian also.
Yes, this is another aspect of Prime Minister's mission and program, that he never forgets to talk about vocal for local. And this has been continuously repeated by the Prime Minister. And in that context, if I may say so, the 7th of August 1905, the Swadeshi movement lent a new energy to vocal products, especially handloom. And to commemorate that, the country celebrates National Handloom Day on the 7th of August every year. 7th August marks the completion of 10 years of National Handloom Day. Just like our khadi gave new strength to the freedom movement during the freedom struggle, today country is moving towards becoming a developed nation, Viksit Bharat. The textile sector is turning out to be the strength of the country. In the last 10 years, lakhs of people associated with the sector in different parts of the country has scripted many success stories. Then he gave the list of these. So I think the best thing is that the families of the tribals in different parts of the country, they have now incorporated modernity in this field. Now their children are also studying handloom technology and they are working with big brands also. So textile is not just a sector in India. It's an example of our cultural diversity. And therefore, today, more than 3,000 textile startups are active in India. Many startups have lent global heights to India's handloom identity. See, the path of development in developed India in 2047 passes through self-reliance and the biggest basis of Atmanirbhar Bharat. That is why vocal for local.
Right. In fact, the Prime Minister also spoke about diversity found in Indian folk songs, traditions, including bhajans and kirtans. And I think you earlier spoke about modernity. I think the pivot of this point in his conversation with the people was that tradition and modernity don't have to be at odds with each other. They go hand in hand. We'd like to now talk about Prime Minister's favorite program, the Swachh Bharat program. And he's noted that the Swachh Bharat mission is now going to complete 11 years. I think a movement that has been very, very close to his heart. Your comments on that?
See, Swachh Bharat mission has been the hallmark of the Prime Minister's Mann Ki Baat program. Since last 11 years, there has been no Mann Ki Baat episode where the Prime Minister has not emphasized on the Swachh Bharat mission. And that is exactly why it has become a mass movement. It is not just the effort of the Prime Minister, but it is now being continued and launched again and again by the people. That's why it has become a people's movement, and people consider it their duty. And that's the real public participation. Swachh survey conducted every year has lifted this feeling further. Now this year, more than 4,500 cities and towns of the country joined this survey, and more than 15 crore people participated in it. This is not an ordinary number. This is the voice of Swachh Bharat.
Right. In fact, I think before we move on further into the program, very, very important that we would like to hear from the Prime Minister about this.
स्वच्छ भारत मिशन, इस मिशन को 11 साल पूरे होंगे, लेकिन इसकी ताकत और इसकी जरूरत आज भी वैसी ही है। इन 11 वर्षों में स्वच्छ भारत मिशन एक जन आंदोलन बना है, लोग इसे अपना फर्ज मानते हैं और यही तो असली जन भागीदारी है।
We are moving into August very soon, and earlier we did mention it's about celebration, it's also about revolution, it's also about the tricolor, which will be fluttering very, very proudly in many places, our homes, our hearts, our hopes, for the simple reason that Independence Day is in August also. The Prime Minister made special mention, of course, not only about the forts and about the freedom struggle, also about the 18-year-old freedom fighter, Khudiram Bose. And I think it was a nostalgic moving away from this world for everybody who saw this young freedom fighter smilingly actually give away his life.
Yes, the Prime Minister said that the month of August is the month of revolution. 1st of August is the death anniversary of Lokmanya Bal Gangadhar Tilak. During the same month, on 8th of August, the Quit India movement began under the leadership of Gandhiji. Then comes the 15th of August, our Independence Day. We remember our freedom fighters, get inspired by them, but friends, they call upon the country that the pain of partition of the country is also associated with our independence. That is why we observe 14th of August as Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. Now, talking about Khudiram Bose, the Prime Minister particularly referred to this 18-year-old young man and who paid the price for expressing his patriotism against the British rule. Inside the jail, British officers were preparing to hang a young man, and there was no fear on his face. Rather, it was full of pride, the very pride that those who die for their country feel. So that brave, courageous youth was Khudiram Bose. At the age of just 18, he showed such courage that shook the whole country. Even the newspapers reported then that when Khudiram Bose walked towards the gallows, there was a smile on his face. So after such countless sacrifices, after centuries of effort, we got independence, and the country diehard patriots nurtured the freedom movement with their blood. So therefore, we must remember them and we must salute them.
Another pet area of the Prime Minister is technology. I think use of AI, use of technology to blend with tradition so that we can take forward what heritage we have. He spoke about that. What would you like to add to this?
See, while we were talking about the festivals and traditions, which are an integral part of India's culture, and in that context, you mentioned that documenting both the present and the past is another important facet of it. And he said that India's real strength lies in the knowledge preserved in ancient manuscripts, which contain information on science, medicine, music, and philosophy. And therefore, it is the responsibility of every citizen to preserve this extraordinary heritage. And he cited the example of Mr. Manimaran from Thanjavur.
Right. Before we say thank you, Mr. Tandon, you're a political analyst. What started Mann Ki Baat actually was an interesting initiative. But today, it's an event. It's a conversation with the people through All India Radio, mass reach it has. People wait for this. Small stories are mentioned. What do you think is the power of this program?
I think there are so many factors behind the success of this program. Number one, it is not a monologue. It is not an address to the nation. It is an interaction with the old sections of the society. And Prime Minister invites suggestions from the people much before the Mann Ki Baat program is recorded. And then he never forgets to talk about the festivals, the achievements, and whatever the countrymen do in different parts. Even people in the rural areas, in tribal areas, their achievement, they are picked up, and then Prime Minister mentions them by name.
Right.
And that is exactly what the dialogue is all about.
In fact, you know, it's quite an honor for people, actually, for the world also to hear their little stories. And that's inspiring to so many other people.
Certainly, because, collecting data of development from different sections of the society in different fields, never forgetting about the forthcoming festivals, all important dates, mentioning, the achievements in different sectors, also, inspiring youth, women, and to come forward. So therefore, it has now become, it's not simply a Mann Ki Baat, it's a continuous movement towards achieving the goal of Atmanirbhar Bharat and India in 2047 as a Viksit Bharat.
Right. As you very interestingly put it, Mr. Tandon, it's a very nice combination of a zoom in and a zoom out, of a larger vision and yet not missing the smaller details. Mr. Ashok Tandon, thank you so much for coming onto our program. It was a delight to have you in the studio with us here today.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on the 124th episode of Mann Ki Baat program. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or on WhatsApp on 9289-094-044.
Spotlight.